Ayo,
what up?
It's your boy,
the Ball Guys.
The Ball Guys.
Ball Guys.
The Ball Guys.
The Ball Guys.
Welcome back.
Hi. Hope you enjoyed our tantalizing episode of
Snake.
Snacks.
Snake. Chickens.
I'm a snake.
Snake.
Today we're coming at you with a different
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
On the Pokedex.
On the Pokedex.
On to the Pokedex.
Tour de Pokedex.
Probably.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
The most popular Pokemon.
In the world.
Of all time.
And originally not supposed to be the mascot.
No.
It was Clefairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that's this one because, in my opinion, he's cuter.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
He is yellow.
Ooh.
In the real world, people would be afraid of him because a lot of people have a fear of him. Because he's technically a rat or a mouse. He's yellow. He's shockingly cute. He's an electric mouse that starts with a P. You know his name as Pikachu.
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 Pika.
Well,
oh, what? Probably,
yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Okay.
We got it, folks.
Two in a row.
This Pokemon's name in every language is the same. Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Japanese. Pikachu. French. Pikachu. Pikachu. Or how? I'm terrible at it.
Pikachu!
Oh, God.
German.
I figured. I was like, I almost said French. I'm like, nope, that's not French. That was not loving.
Pikachu.
I sounded surprisingly like a pedophile.
Hey, girl, let me get the Pikachu. National Pokedex number 25.
What?
The electric mouse Pokemon.
That's right.
With cheeks red of electricity.
That's right. You got cheeks. His shiny is very close to the same color.
Yeah.
He's just slightly darker. But cool thing is this Pokemon has had many of times where he has gotten a special thing where he's gotten that generation's of Ash's hat.
Because he's Ash's partner Pokemon.
That's right. So there's a lot of variations of this Pokemon where he has the hat from that season or whatever that they did for the anime. Also, I think in Pokemon Go, he has like, they do a bunch of different things.
I think they have like 16 hats for him.
There's like one with sunglasses. There's a sun hat. I wonder how many I have.
I think Surfing Pikachu is my favorite Pikachu.
Oh, Surfing Pikachu. What about Flying Pikachu?
I still like Surfing Pikachu
better. So I got, did you get the Celebrations pin that had a magnet and it would spin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where yeah. It's like if.
On one side is the Flying Pikachu.
Yeah, and on the other side is Surfing.
Yeah, I got that one.
Yeah, I love Pikachu.
Pikachu's cute.
Pikachu's so cute.
Pikachu's the best.
Pika. Honestly, like, anytime someone asks me, I have to update.
Doodle.
I have to update, but I kind of want to see some of his hats.
All right.
But let's move on.
He is the electric. We went over that. He is 1 foot, 4 inches tall, weighing 13.2 pounds.
He's the same size as the Bugs.
Yeah, actually, he's the exact same size as the Bugs.
What are his...
That's a big mouse.
Yeah, it's a big mouse. Whatever his ability is.
His ability is static. The opponent has a 30% chance of being induced with paralyzed when using an attack.
Right.
That requires physical contact against this Pokemon. And his hidden ability is Lightning Rod. Electric-type moves are drawn to this Pokemon and will do no damage and raise his... What did you just catch?
Sashian.
What?
Yeah. I didn't know he was in the game yet.
Oh, it's a Tottle.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, that's not a Zacian.
Oh, a Zacian is what you heard.
Yeah.
I thought his name is Tottle. What's his evolved form?
It's a Titan.
It's a Titan. I just mispronounced it.
Zacian's the legendary. I was going to say, yeah, no
you
way.
Was like, you're bullshitting me right now.
Oh, so funny.
I just got on here to grab. I came on here to see Pikachu, and then there's a freaking Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
So I'm about to get a Bulbasaur.
Episode 1. All right. So his resistances are electricity, flying, and steel.
I would hope he'd be resistant to electricity attacks. Unlike freaking Ghost.
Yeah, that is weak to ghosts. It does neutral damage to normal, fire, water, grass, ice, fighting, poison, fly, psychic, bug, rock, ghost, dragon, dark, and fairy.
Damn.
And then it takes double effect damage from ground. Now, electric's actually a really good type because its only weakness is ground. That's it.
Wow.
That is its only weakness.
That's pretty good.
And but it can't hit ground either. So, electric types are actually pretty good type when you think of it that way.
Yeah, so, interesting thing. This was originally a first evolution Pokemon.
It was.
It was.
And then the next generation, it got its pre-evolution.
Yeah, which I guess we'll talk about at a later date.
At a later date, we'll talk about our pre-evolution. All right, but it has a base stat of 320, which is actually not bad.
That's really not.
Its HP is 35, its attack is 55, its defense is 40, its special attack is 50, its special defense is 50, and its speed is 90, making it an all-around speedy little mouse.
It is a speedy little mouse.
And not bad for a Viridian Forest catch.
Really not. Really not at all.
Considering that's what, your third route, essentially?
Yeah. He's cute. How many hats does he have on here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8 hats. All right, so there's more. Pokemon Go has different stuff. So we'll talk about that later. I'll show you what I have, at least.
Okay.
Let's see what his Pokedex stuff is.
Okay. Red and blue.
When several of these Pokemon gather, their electricity could build and cause lightning storms.
Yellow.
It keeps its tail raised to monitor its surroundings. If you yank its tail, it will try to bite you.
Gold.
This intelligent Pokemon roast hard berries with electricity to make them tender enough to eat. I was thinking of like a Pikachu just staring at a little peckerberry and being like, "Your mama so fat."
Roasting the berry. My name is Pikachu. I spit hot fire.
Talking to like a little blueberry. "Your mama so fat, she went to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, ate the candy and turned into a giant blueberry." Oh my gosh. That was bad. I don't know where that was going. I think I saw something about Wonka earlier, so I had Wonka on the brain.
Oh my god, that was bad. Silver. Anyways,
it raises its tail to check its surroundings. The tail is sometimes struck by lightning in this pose. Can you imagine just posing and like lightning striking? You're like,
man,
not again.
Every time.
Starting just forest fires accidentally. Getting scared. Oh, what was that?
Maybe that's the problem with California. It's got too many Pikachus.
That's right. Yep, that's what it is.
Crystal.
When it is angered, it immediately discharges the energy stored in its pouches and its cheeks.
Ruby.
Whenever Pikachu comes across something new, it blasts it with a jolt of electricity. If you come across a blackened berry, it's evidence that this Pokemon mistook the intensity of its charge.
Jesus.
It's like, just imagine Pikachu just like at a social event. "Hi, my name's Arbok. Hi, my name's Pikachu." Anytime I see meet someone new.
Can you can you imagine a Pikachu with a phobia?
Oh gosh. Bless you.
I have a fear of clown.
Sorry, it's very static here.
Oh my god, that's what's up with my hair. Let's see.
Sapphire. I think we did. No, never mind. We didn't. This Pokemon has electricity storing pouches on its cheeks. These appear to become electrically charged during the night while Pikachu sleeps. It occasionally discharges electricity when it is dozy after waking up.
Huh. Noise. Fire Red.
It has small electric sacs on both of its cheeks. If threatened, it loses electric charges from the sacs.
Leaf Green's the same. I think most of the...
So, Pikachu loses its charge when it gets tackled with football.
Oh my god.
Sacs.
Oh, here we go. Emerald.
It stores electricity in the electric sacs on its cheeks. When it releases pent-up energy in a burst, the electric power is equal to a lightning bolt.
Diamond.
It lives in forests with others. It stores electricity in the pouches on its cheeks.
Pearl.
If it loses crackling power from the electric pouches on its cheeks, it is being wary.
Platinum.
Platinum. It occasionally uses an electric shock to recharge a fellow Pikachu that is in a weakened state. Let me just attack you. I'll pick you up.
Hey, I got you, buddy.
Oh, boy. I've been waiting for this all day. You've been talking smack. And now look at you.
I think that's it.
All right. Shall we move on? Oh, Cat Pikachu has different...
Okay, Cat Pikachu.
This form of Pikachu is somewhat rare. It wears the hat of its trainer, who is also its partner.
Hmm.
Oh.
Moon, wow. Cat Pikachu.
This Pikachu is wearing its trainer's cap. Since the cap's not the right size, it fits a bit loose.
World cap. Sword.
What the heck, bro? This Pikachu wears its partner's cap, which is brimming with memories of traveling through different regions.
Shield.
This Pikachu is wearing its trainer's cap. The cap is a precious symbol of that travels across different regions with Pikachu. Bruh, these are all the same thing, but slightly different words. There's different Pokedex entries for everything.
Gigantamax.
There is a Gigantamax form for this Pokemon, guys. Yep. So that's a sword and shield only thing.
Yep.
He has a different form.
He's got a special Z move.
He becomes Chunky Chew.
Chunky Chew.
So yeah, in Alola he has a Z move, and sword and shield he has a Gigantamax form.
Yep.
Sword, its Gigantamax power expanded, forming its supersized body and towering tail.
And shield.
When it smashes its opponents with its bolt-shaped tail, it delivers a surge of electricity equivalent to a lightning strike. That right. Sounds very similar.
It does. All right, and that's Pikachu, folks.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Pika, Pika.
All right, you ready for this? We have a split evolution.
We do have a split evolution.
What?
We have technically, we have a regional variant.
Yeah, it's regional. I don't know why I call this split evolution, but it's a regional variant.
It is a regional variant. So, when given a Thunderstone, Pikachu will evolve to Pokemon number 26, Raichu. And we are going to go ahead and talk about Raichu and its Alolan variation, Alolan Raichu.
Can you click on Alolan Raichu? Because Raichu also has the same name in every... Okay, they both... Of course, it doesn't say Alolan.
Yeah, it just says Raichu.
But it has the same name in every language. Just
Raichu, Raichu, Raichu!
So, here's the thing. So, regular Raichu and Alolan Raichu have different abilities.
Yes, they do. So, first of all, normal Raichu is an electric mouse, while Alolan Raichu is an electric psychic mouse. Thank you.
Raichu!
Raichu! Raichu.
Anyways, so he uses his psychic power to hover. Use telekinesis to like hover on the ground.
Using its tail as a surfboard.
That's nuts.
Its height is 2'7" for a Raichu and 2'4" for a Alolan Raichu.
Okay.
He weighs 66.1 pounds and 46.3 for his Alolan variant.
So he's lighter, so he can flip.
He has static as his ability.
Mm-hmm.
As Raichu's ability, he's got electric type moves,
Lightning Rod.
Lightning Rod. So those are the same as Pikachu, but its Alolan form has Surge Surfer, and that doubles the Pokemon speed stat on electric terrain, which goes great paired with Tapu Koko.
Wow.
So all the weaknesses for Raichu are the same until you get to the Alolan variant,
which has its a second typing,
which has that psychic typing. So now,
let's see what we got here.
He's resistant to electric, fighting, flying, psychic, and steel.
Okay.
Hits normal, fire, water, grass, ice, poison, rock, dragon, and fairy for neutral.
Okay.
And then takes double damage from ground, bug, and ghost, and dark.
So it kind of gets worse.
Yeah, he develops more weaknesses, but he does get that.
I guess we'll have to look at his stats.
Yeah. Oh, it's bedtime. Oh,
okay.
So, regular Raichu has a base stat of 485.
Okay.
And it can learn, or its HP is 60, its attack is 90, its defense is 55, special attack 90, special defense 80, and speed of 110.
Ooh, has
he's fast. Alolan Raichu's got an HP of 60, attack of 85, defense of 50, special attack of 95, special defense of 85, and speed of 110.
It basically goes from is it an attacker?
Well, and here it can be either.
Okay.
And it goes to a special attacker.
Just barely.
Yep.
Well, by 10
points. By 10. 5 points.
85 now. Or 90. Was even before, but now it's a difference of 10.
Oh, a difference of 10. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, yeah. Is that really that? I mean, I guess that could make a difference
in a move. It can make a
difference,
yeah.
From one hit KO to...
Well, and it'll pretty much solidify what you're going to do with it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
Okay.
We were both thinking the same thing. You saw me, like, do the... You saw me, like, make a movement with my face, yep. And you knew exactly what I was going to do. Pokedex entries red and blue.
Its long tail serves as a ground to protect itself from its own high voltage power.
Okay, yellow.
When electricity builds up inside its body, it becomes feisty. It also glows in the dark.
What? Gold.
When its electricity builds, its muscles are stimulated, and it becomes more aggressive than usual.
Silver.
If the electric pouches in its cheeks become fully charged, both ears will stand straight up.
Huh. Crystal.
If the electric punches pouches run empty, it raises its tail to gather electricity from the atmosphere.
Okay. Ruby.
If the electrical sacs become excessively charged, Raichu plants its tail in the ground and discharges. Scorch patches of ground will be found near this Pokemon's nest.
Sapphire.
This Pokemon exudes a weak electrical charge from all over its body that makes it take on a slight glow in darkness. Raichu searches for electricity by planting its tail in the ground.
Fire Red.
Its electric charges can reach even 100,000 volts. Careless contact can cause even an Indian elephant to faint.
Oh yeah, I remember when they were talking about that because people were saying that's how, when they knew that they were going to have Cuprage.
Oh... Interesting.
Isn't that crazy? We already know the next one. Next one. Well, actually, Emerald.
If its Thor Supercharged, its behavior turns aggressive. To avoid this, it occasionally discharges excess energy and calms itself down.
Heart Gold? Did we do that one?
When electricity, but yeah, we did.
Same thing. Same thing. Oh, Ultra
Sun
and Moon.
As electricity builds up inside its body, it becomes more aggressive. One theory is that the electricity buildup is actually causing stress.
In Ultra Moon?
Because so many trainers like the way Pikachu looks, you don't see this Pokemon very often.
That's so sad. But it's true.
Yeah. It glows in the dark. It's long tails. Yep. And I think the rest of them are the same.
Now for
Alolan Raichu. Sun.
It only evolves to this form in Alola region. According to researchers, its diet is one of the causes of this change.
Moon.
It uses psychokinesis to control electricity. It hops aboard its own tail using psychic power to lift the tail and move about while riding it.
Ultra Sun.
It focuses psychic energy into its tail and rides it like it's surfing. Another name for this Pokemon is Hoedad.
Hoedad.
It's a Alolan Raichu, dude. Oh,
my bad. Ultra Moon.
When you rub its cheeks, a sweet fragrance comes wafting out. However, you will also get a light shock.
Oh, my.
What?
Oh, my.
It's like...
That goes back to Skittersmack. Give me some of that Skittersmack, Raichu. Skittersmack.
Can I rub his sack? His electric sack. What's the next one? Let's go, Pikachu, and let's go, Eevee.
It loves pancakes prepared with a secret Alolan recipe. Some wonder whether the recipe holds the key to this Pokemon's evolution.
Oh, because it's diet.
Oh, yeah.
I like how it's pancakes. Well, pancakes is what makes it, like, you know what? I'm going to develop some psychic powers because these pancakes are the bomb. Sword.
It believed that the weather, climate, and food of the Alola region all play a part in causing Pikachu to evolve into this form of Raichu.
Shield.
This Pokemon rides on its tail while it uses its psychic power to levitate. It attacks with it
Star-shaped thunderbolts. What? That's cool.
So it uses its psychic power to, like, shape the electricity?
I'm not just going to fight you. I'm going to fight you with style.
This is a work of art.
Team Star. Well, that was Sword and Shield. So maybe.
Oh, real quick. So I pulled up my Pokemon Go to look at what hats and stuff were available. All right. First off, we got Mimikyu Costume Pikachu.
Ooh. I didn't know that was one.
Mimikyu Costume. I don't know if you can see it.
Is that Top Hat Pikachu?
Top Hat Pikachu. A Birthday Hat Pikachu. I think this is a specialty one for birthdays. I don't know. Then it has like a TCG one.
That's cool.
That's from the Pokemon Go TCG set. You can get you know how you got the code cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got something for that. There's Flying Pikachu with balloons.
Cute. Oh, that's Pikachu's butt.
Another top hat, just purple.
Oh, speaking of which, female Pikachu has a heart-shaped tail.
Yeah.
Regular Pikachu does not.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the differences between the male and female.
Yep.
Have we come across that yet?
I don't think so. Well, yes and no.
Santa hat Pikachu.
Technically, the other ones were different Pokedex entries, so no.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Another top hat. Same top hat.
Safari Pikachu.
And his little canteen is a Wilmer.
Aw. It's a Wilmer. Wilmer.
Can't really see it. And then there's regular Pikachu. Oh, this is a different top hat Pikachu. It's just a different color. Flying Pikachu with gold balloon. Oh, it's the five-year anniversary.
Pikachu.
Yeah, which five-year. And then we have a Ash Hat Pikachu. Asha Hat Pikachu. Sun Hat Pikachu. Bruh. Birthday Hat Pikachu. I have so many different Pikachus. Detective Pikachu.
I love Detective Pikachu.
That's so cute. Couple of Flowers Pikachu.
Oh.
Santa Hat. And that was all my Pikachus. I have a bunch of
Pikachus. So that is Reese's Pikachu collection.
Yep. I have a bunch of Pikachus in Pokemon Go.
And at that, I think we're at the end.
We finished another episode
of The Ball Guys.
The Ball Guys. Please leave a 5-star review.
And follow us on all our socials and keep up with all of our shenanigans.
That's right.
As always, until next time.
We out.
Bye.
Bye.